Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, somewhere in the Dairy State, it is John Close. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It is fantastic. It's hot. It's very hot out, but it's nice and cool in the studio right now. So no complaints there.
This is just normal North Carolina weather. We had 21 days over 90 degrees in May. I mean, you guys just don't know how to sweat.
That's the thing. You know, I was thinking about that. I was up in Elkhart Lake yesterday at Road America. I'm thinking, and everybody's, oh, it's so hot. And I'm thinking, well, no, this is how it is down south, in July, August, September, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, but in the middle of January, when it's negative 10 for a week straight, and then the temperature goes up to 15 degrees, and I'm outside shoveling snow in shorts, I don't think anybody from North Carolina would be doing the same thing. So
It works both ways.
I tell everybody, first of all, I love it. I'm always going to be a Scotty at heart. I'm in Madison today, and, they got a great big farmer's market up at the state capitol every Saturday morning. And this particular week, they've got, I always want to say Maxwell House because of my NASCAR affiliation, Maxwell Street Days on State Street, and it's great. But, the bottom line is I just can't move back here because, I don't have to shovel sunshine.
That's right. I wouldn't either. I would stay right where you are in North Carolina, and you're retired, so why not?
Yeah, right.
Retired, but you're putting on a lot of miles the last at least this month, huh?
Yeah, I wound up driving up from Carolina to do this book tour for the new book Barnyard to Brickyard, the Rich Pickle story, and. I've been here less than a week, and if you take the trip up here, I've already put on 1,500 miles in like 5 days. So a lot of windshield time, a lot of windshield time this week.
Well, Richie Bickle Jr. is an interesting story because his timing was good because he came in during a time where if you were talented, you could make it in racing, not easily, but if you had the means to, the gumption and the dedication, you can make it in short track racing. And then if you were good enough, which Richie was, you can make your way down south into NASCAR. And Richie is one thing. What's cool about this, having a book, is Richie was never one to mince words, was he?
No, he's pretty direct. If you have a conversation with Rich, you pretty much know where he stands on just about anything within the first 10, 15 seconds, which, there's, as I point out in the book, there's a lot of people that say that that was a detriment to him in his NASCAR career because, when he came along, NASCAR was on a vertical growth curve with, sponsorship and public awareness, and consequently it got way more politically correct than just say, 10, 15 years earlier when you had in the 60s, you had guys that weren't as politically correct, let's say. So Rich is really a throwback to those kind of times. And, do I think it hurt him? I don't know. He certainly had the talent. Forgive me, guys. It's, I'm downtown Madison here, and here comes the fire engine.
Nice.
This is the beauty of live radio right here.
It's not the first time. At least there's not a toilet flushing like on another show. So.
All right. some poor fella's having a problem. It's worse than being on the radio. So, he, in spite of all that, he had a tremendous career. I mean, he had well over 200 starts in all three divisions. And let's face it, I mean, there's a lot of cats that drive race cars for a lifetime that would, want to have one.
Yeah, it certainly is, and some of the people he's driven for too, especially like Richard Petty and that, and then, and just to drive for the King and some of the other people he's been affiliated is certainly blessed his career.
Well, this is great. I love this. You know, I was very fortunate to be with him on some of that deal. One of the greatest experiences of my career was, you know, work for Richard Petty. You know, we all grow up idolizing different guys, and my father was a factory representative for Chrysler Corporation, so I was always a Mopar guy. And of course, Richard was, you know, he was the king in the Mopar. So to have that guy sit across my desk and, you know, talk and advise me and do different things, I can't believe this is happening. There must be something big going on.
No, you got the hook and ladder coming by, huh?
Yeah, well, yesterday they had big doings here. They had some sort of, I mean, they had basically a mass power outage across the city because some sort of transformer or something caught fire, and it was chaos here. There was gridlock everywhere, the state capitol, all the office buildings were down. But, you know, back on point, on topic, you know, Rich was very fortunate to drive for some really good guys and had some success. You know, we always talk about the fact that we left there and he went to Darrell's, and it was strictly a competition situation. You know, mm-hmm. When we were at Richard's, it was the first year of Dodge's involvement as a factory sponsored effort in the trucks, and they, you know, we just got killed on engine. And you know, Rich, he's so competitive. He's the kind of guy that'll come to your house and sit on your couch and fight you for the remote, you know, in your own house. And so, not being competitive in the Dodge deal, anything over a half mile, we were cooked because in racing terms, we got outhandled down the straightaway a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why we left there. In retrospect, you know, if we had been patient and stayed there, it probably worked out because Dodge eventually did get it together. And, of course, they used that as a springboard to get to a Cup in 2000.
And then this is interesting, and this is kind of the latest thing. I was up with Bert Levy, who's done a lot of book on fictional auto racing books, and he's done an audio book that has David Hobbs and Brian Redman on it. And I'm just looking at the notes here, and the book is actually be scheduled in Kindle form too, isn't it? And then also as a audio book.
Yeah, you know, Steve. You know, there's the old saying, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I've had four previous books, and none of them were ever published in that format. And they were always, you know, in paper books, you know, either hardcover or paperback. And our agreement to begin with our publisher, M&B Global Solutions in Green Bay, was for a paper book only. And thanks to Mike Doclaes up there, who is easily the best editor I've ever worked with on any book project, he was able to network a deal with Amazon that it came out in Kindle form and also in audiobook form. And, guys, I mean, you know, the success of this thing, we've been selling the heck out of them last night at Madison and Thursday at Kakana. Unfortunately, we're rained out tonight at the Dells. They've already canceled because of the inclement weather. I heard your little announcement about the drag strip being down, too. But, The book debuted on Monday, and it's the number one new release on Amazon.com in the
Excellent.
Biography story. So, I mean, you know, it's really overwhelming how well it's been received. And to have that happen and to have, you know, something that I've never done before with an audio book and a Kindle version, it's way cool. It's been a real highlight kind of thing for my career.
Well, and I'm looking at your schedule here. This is quite an impressive schedule. Of course, you know, unfortunately, the Dell situation. Tomorrow you're at Slinger, and then you're going up to Manitowoc, and then back home to Edgerton with Bickle. And let's see here. And then Jefferson, of course, where Richie started his career. So pretty cool to kind of come full circle. And especially the Jefferson deal should be neat because, you know, that's where he started, and it's going to be pretty neat having seen all the old friends come back, isn't it?
Well, that's been a really big part of the entire trip. You know, needless to say, we want to sell books, but the last three, four nights, you know, starting at Jimmy Trado's radio show, you know, we all respect what he did. And like you, you know, he's gracious enough to have us on and tell people about the book, but, you know, just the response to it, but seeing so many good friends that I haven't seen in a really long time. And you mentioned the Jefferson thing. Yep, that's where he started. And And a lot of people probably look at it and go, barnyard or brickyard, what does that mean? Well, Rich was 15, and you know, anybody who knows Rich, you know, he's a big fella.
Yep.
And as a 15-year-old, he was pretty big for his size and for his age, and his dad raced at Jefferson forever, so they were used to seeing him there. Well, Rich and a buddy went and they say took, but they stole an old street stock, abandoned street stock out of a barn and fixed it up and, you know, went to Jefferson and raced it for the first time. He was 15. He wasn't even eligible to race, but they just let him in because he was big and they were used to seeing him. And 17 years later, he's standing there on the bricks with everybody else in the inaugural Brickyard 400 in 1994. So that's where the title came from, Barnyard to Brickyard.
Very good. Talking to John Close on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline about his book, Barnyard to Brickyard, which you can get through Amazon. And what other, if they can't make it up to Jefferson or Slinger tomorrow, how else can they get the book?
Well, there's, you know, we do have it on Amazon, and that's probably the easiest way because, you know, it comes directly to your house. Same thing with Coastal181.com. They're a really great motorboard book site that's on the East Coast. They have it as well. We will be doing this tour for the next couple of weeks, and we're really close. I think probably the middle of this next week we're going to announce a way that people can get an autographed book through the mail. We need to work out a couple of kinks, you know, with how we're going to do the payment thing through PayPal and if we're going to have credit card or whatever. But we'll be making an announcement on our Facebook page, which is Barnyard to Brickyard, and probably also doing a press release that'll, if you can't make it to one of our events, you know, you can order it through the mail and it'll be autographed by both Rich and I. And it'll be the same price. It'll be a discounted price off of retail. It'll be $20 plus shipping. So good stuff. You know, we want as many people to have it, obviously, as we can get it to them.
So how long are you going to be up in Wisconsin for?
Well, I got another week. You know, I'll ride out the rest of the week with Rich and do. We don't have as many appearances next week, but we got a ton of additional media. And I'm going to cap it off next a week from tomorrow. I'm going to the Brewers Cubs game at Miller Park with some buddies of mine from Fort Atkinson. And then it'll be back to Charlotte a week from Monday.
Very good. And yeah, if you want to, you can see the guys on Channel 6. They had a nice little spew on him on TV here. And I think the media coverage has been fantastic. You've been everywhere. You were up in Green Bay too on TV up there, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to write the book, but then you have to find ways to get it to the people. And you know, Steve, I've been so fortunate. Racing has been so amazing to me, and I've had so many opportunities, not only as a writer, but as a PR person and a marketer. So, you know, when I got done with the book, I just took off my author's hat, and I started calling good people like you and you know, the people at TV6. And, you know, as we transition here, we're going to do a show with Dave Moody on NASCAR Sirius.
And, oh, excellent.
We're really hopeful. We've got some feelers out. I think we're going to do Junior Earnhardt's podcast and Speed Freaks out of L.A. So this part here, we wanted to introduce it to the home folks because, you know, this is where we're from and, you know, we love it here. But once this is over, the national part of it will kick in August and September where Rich will be all over those dials too. So, you know, we've worked really hard to give people a quality read. And then, you know, like I said, you got to find ways to creatively promote it so we can get it out and people can see it.
John Close, thank you so much. Just make sure you say hi to Crash Gladys when you're out with the Speed Freaks friends out on the West Coast. And thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, too. And just for the record, I will say hi to her. And later on today, I've been here a week. I haven't had a bratwurst yet. I'll have one of those in your honor as well.
Oh,
yeah,
you
got to catch up because I've had about 12 this week already.
Oh, they're addicting. Oh, my gosh. But thanks again, fellas. Really appreciate you, and it's always good talking to you.
All right, that was John Close joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.